Audio presents the unabridged recording of 1-1 by Ruth Doan McDougall, performed by Amy McFadden.
I actually read my first novel by Ruth Doan McDougall way back in 1965 when I was a junior English major at the University of Michigan. At the time, and for many years before and after, although no longer, Redbook magazine would include a complete novel in the back pages of each issue, and it was there that I came across McDougall's first novel, The Lilting House. The pages of these novels in Redbook were always both darker in color and heavier than the other pages of the magazine. Perhaps for that reason, and because Redbook was explicitly a magazine for adult women, and I didn't feel quite like a woman yet. These were the years when don't trust anyone over 30 was the prevailing ethic in my socio-political circle, and none of us was in any hurry to grow up. Reading those novels, and I always read them, felt to me daringly illicit. I adored The Lilting House when I read it, but didn't pay particular attention to the author's name, so I never connected it with three other novels by McDougall that I greatly enjoyed over the next 8 or 10 years: The Cost of Living, 1-1, and The Cheerleader. After reading those, I was always on the lookout for any new novels by her. I especially hoped, as I'm sure all of us who read the story of Henrietta Snowy Snow in The Cheerleader did, for a sequel to that particular book. Although that was not to be until Snowy was published in 1993, in the meantime, McDougall wrote a number of other novels that I enjoyed, including Wife and Mother and Aunt Pleasantine. But to close the circle of this reminiscence, around 1990, while I was working at the Tulsa City County Library as the head of the Collection Development Department, I found an ex-library copy of The Lilting House at the library book sale. Remembering how much I had enjoyed it, I purchased it and then discovered, to my pleased amazement, that it was written by one of my now favorite writers, Ruth Doan McDougall. I was so thrilled to connect The Lilting House with some of my current favorites that I went on a reference search for her address, no small feat in those days, and wrote her a fan letter. I hadn't written to a writer since I was 12 or 13 years old and sent a poem of mine, inspired by his novel Street Rod, to Henry Gregor Felsen. So when I was thinking about what novels I'd like to include in the Booklust Rediscoveries series, it was almost a foregone conclusion that at least one of them...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?